Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I want everyone to prepare to make fun of me and call me a stupid out-of-towner. And
that's pretty much my whole life.
The texters have been doing that all day.
Yeah, so I'm already prepped
okay.
for this.
What's so are we? We're ready.
Yeah.
We've been texting in.
Go off of list three today, guys.
Okay.
What?
We each have our list that we pull mm-hmm. insults from.
Oh.
And we're doing
directly
a list.
For me?
Oh, yeah. We don't have any for each other.
Okay.
We're perfect.
Right. Right. Okay. So I've been driving here for close to 6 months now.
Is that what you call what you do in the car?
Well, the other day you were driving next to me and I had no idea.
Can we unpack that real quick?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't know you ever got on the highway.
Yeah.
Because like if I lived where you live,
2 minutes.
Why would you get on? So you get on at Hamden and get off at Bellevue?
Yeah.
Okay, there's other roads to take.
No,
like, that's the dumbest way to come to work.
That is really silly. I take, it's not County Line. What is that? The side street. Not Grape. What is it called?
Hey, Monaco. Happy Canyon.
Happy Canyon.
Happy Canyon. Sometimes I take that home.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that to work.
No.
Okay, so anyway, I'm coming from the chiropractor, so I'm coming off of 25. And she's next to me. So we're next to each other, parked at the light to turn on to Bellevue.
And you noticed her?
100%.
Okay.
She's in that Mazda that's a color. It's like, it's not a normal color, although then.
It's a really pretty color.
There's a
it's,
million.
Okay, that's another story. I'll get to that one first, then back to yours, then back to you. I walk through the parking lot. Erica's sitting in her car on the phone once again, so I walk up to the hood really
no,
slow.
You didn't.
Not Erica. Not
no,
Erica.
No, you did not.
Yes, I was coming from the charger, and I'm like,
my biggest
fear. She's sitting in the car again, and I'm like,
not
a blonde woman.
The exact same. I knew right as I approached. Here's the fifth tangent. Okay, I don't know if you care about the people you bought your car from. Get a real license plate cover. Because you have the stock one from the dealership on there and drives me nuts.
It's pink.
I get it. If you're all good, go breast, like cancer awareness kind of thing, get one for that, not Arapaho, whatever. Like it's, so it's that. Mm. I knew as I was approaching the car and I didn't see the pink, I was like, oh no, but I'm already in scary pose.
No, but you were coming from the front.
Yeah. Do you
oh,
not have one in the front?
Not pink.
Oh, well, okay. Then it still could have been you.
Yeah. The front is a black. License. It's a nice one.
Okay, so
he knew from the shriek of the woman that yeah. it was you.
Like sitting in the car like okay, so then I'm next to her at 25 in Bellevue.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm like, I will now put on a show. So I start with the casual nose pick.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Nothing. So I have a comb in my console and I get the comb out and I aggressively, like, pull down the mirror and I start combing my beard. I am doing a whole thing. I did a 3-act play. We turn together.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, screw it. I'll just wave because I'm going to Starbucks. She's going to work. I'll meet her there. I lost Kermit the Frog at the beginning of a show. Wave. Yeah!
Nothing. I never saw him.
What?
Legit. Bolt arm.
You can really get out because like, you're an autopilot.
Yes, I'm an autopilot. I'm like, yeah! Nothing.
No. Was I on the phone?
I don't know.
I know.
Dude. The other cars are like, this guy's got a grooming routine. I'm like waxing my beard. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No.
Anyway, back to you and your bad driving. That's all my tangents for today.
No. Not about bad driving. You know when it's technically a carpool lane? Yeah. And it's a solid line.
When you say technically, I feel like you're hedging your bets for a future mistake.
It's a carpool lane.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But then the turn lane is on the other side of the carpool lane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When am I supposed to get into that lane? And also, where I come from, you don't cross a solid line.
You're not supposed to.
But there is for miles. For miles, there's nowhere to get in.
Relax.
Are you talking about on Santa Fe at River Point?
Yes, among many. I think of this every time I'm so
is there a place
about,
to get in earlier and you need to be more aware?
But then I'm in the carpool lane and it's just me or me and my dog. And he doesn't count.
He's hanging out the window too.
Oh my God, I don't know what to tell you. What do you want from me right now?
Like, what's the law?
I think it's fine. You can...
I feel illegal.
You think she's going to get...
Like, as long as it's not like what Slacker did a while ago.
Like 4 times.
Yeah. Where they have signs everywhere that's like, do not cross the solid
line. I never
line
saw those
into
signs.
Into the HOV lane, which is different than carpool.
What's the difference?
Carpool, I think, is fine.
No, it's the same. Wait, HOV is carpool. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
Because
HOV seems more official where they have like the cameras to catch you. Carpool is like...
But HOV is if you have multiple cars in... Or multiple people in your car, you don't have to pay the toll on certain... Like the one that I got into 100 mm-hmm. times, if there were like 3 or more people in my car, I wouldn't have had to pay. I still would have been fined for crossing that double, real thick, solid way. Yeah, cross a double.
A double way. Okay, I'm never crossing a double way. But like when I go to take my dog to daycare, hence why the dog is in the car, like I'm on Santa Fe going north, and then I need to turn left onto Florida. But the only way to do that is to get into the carpool lane.
He knows radio, so doing that little English you're doing with your body.
Right. Like, I'm moving my body as if I am the car.
Right, I got it.
I just feel illegal.
Okay. I don't know how to help you with this, because I think you probably, there. If you can turn from there, there is a place somewhere that has dashed lines.
No, I'm
yes,
telling
there
you
is.
Not.
It's just farther back.
No, then it's like 5 miles
it's
back.
It's not 5 miles.
I have to go the other direction to get in, and my dog is not a human.
Okay, let me just
you know
ask the listeners this. Which one's more likely? That there is a dotted part where you should get in that exists, or there isn't? And knowing that Erica didn't see me going, it exists, you just don't notice it.
No, I can't wait for the text. Do you know how many times I've driven that dog to daycare? A lot. I can't wait for the text where people go, on Santa Fe, there's no dotted lines.
Okay.
Let's Santa Fe people, call
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Who wants a daughter? Anybody? Any takers?
Wait,
don't you dare.
Are you offering?
Don't you
I will
dare.
Take her.
Yeah.
Don't you I want dare. Her.
I don't know. I don't know if it's working
you
out.
You cannot get frustrated with her.
She's the sweetest
she
little girl.
She is.
She's awesome. She's the best. But she really let me down today. And I don't know that we can recover from this. And once I tell you what happened, I think.
She chose a pair of Chucks over Jordan.
I was like, is this a sneaker problem?
No, it's deeper than that. So I was making breakfast for my kids. And by baking, I mean, they wanted toast. So
perfect.
Yeah, I'm glad you admitted that, because there are times where you come on the show and act like you help.
I do.
You parent.
I help.
You whatever.
I'll make an egg. It's like, here and there.
How do you make an egg?
In the pan?
You
on
do?
On the stove? What do you mean? Yeah.
Do you truly think he can't cook anything?
I truly do. I see him as the guy who waits for that infomercial with the weird little thing where you put an egg in the microwave. You like shake it up or whatever. Ooh. And it's like, blah, 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 and then it comes, you make like a little scrambled egg or whatever in the microwave.
No, I do like, I've seen the infomercial. I'm a big infomercial guy where they you make the sandwich. You like crack the egg
the
whole
those
thing.
Those are cool.
Yeah. Have you used it?
No.
Ever?
Oh. Are you talking about the toaster?
No, you like crack, it makes the whole sandwich. So you put bread in, you crack an egg, you put like bacon and then another piece of bread, and it like sears the whole thing together into a sandwich.
The egg can't get cooked right.
It feels
it's separate
be right.
at first, and then it like combines.
So I had a toaster that did that. Oh. So you put the egg on the bottom, you put like sausage maybe, cheese, and then like, but then it was still a toaster, and then you and then you took the whole thing out, and he's like,
okay.
You had to stack it yourself.
Okay, yeah, that's a little too much for me.
Okay. Sorry, we don't have time for your adoption
thing. I was trying to help you.
So I'm making them toast, and they do jelly, they do whatever. Today my son says, I just want butter. And then my daughter goes, whatever he wants. You know, she's just like, she follows, she does whatever he does.
Yeah.
So I want butter too. I said, okay, that's fine. So I put the butter on, and then I remember, I said, oh, actually, guys.
The double butter.
No. I say, do you want... We have some cinnamon sugar.
Oh.
How about I hit a little cinnamon sugar on this for you? I don't know if they've had it before, because my wife and I do a bread thing at night, because she makes bread, and so we do all kinds of different ones.
Cinnamon sugar toast is like my version of crack.
It's so good.
For
it's
real?
So good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, I don't do drugs.
I don't know
but,
if it's our generation, but it's a delicacy. Yeah.
A delicacy?
Yes.
It really is.
It's so you have to put a whole bunch of butter on it first, though.
Right.
To get it to stick.
It absorbs it.
Oh, my gosh. And it like...
Do you know
like,
how I know Erica's telling the truth? Because she gets real, like, feral when she talks about something she likes. And she just... She's like...
Yeah. I'm thinking about the way it like settles into the bread. Yeah. And it like gets a
little
stuck.
Look at her face.
Yeah.
I say, how about you guys want some cinnamon sugar? And like the kids are like, yeah. And I don't know if they've ever had it before.
Can I ask you one more question? You just said it like we have some cinnamon sugar. Do you already have it like pre-mixed?
Yeah, we bought it pre-mixed from the store.
You bought it?
Yeah.
Why can't you mix?
Okay. I'm going to...
Crazy talk.
I'm going to throw a flag on that.
Not as good because Cinnamon Toast Crunch came out with their own thing and it's not great.
No,
of course not.
Because it's yourself.
You have to control the ratio of sugar to cinnamon.
And you need a lot of sugar in
that. A lot more sugar than cinnamon.
This is good. It's in like a nice glass jar. It's got like a cork lid.
That's lipstick on a pig, dude.
It came with a little wooden spoon. It's like a fancy set.
Okay. For lazy ass people who can't make their own cinnamon and sugar. Like when he said, we have some cinnamon sugar, and I was like,
I got it for my birthday.
Oh my God, dude.
Oh.
This is. Okay. I want you to know that I know where this is going already because I'm like some of our favorite radios in the country. I am on Hazel's side. Continue.
What?
Loser.
No, let's hear it, because I don't think I
am. Okay, so this is bougie. This is the nice. So maybe that's...
It's not bougie. Bougie's the real... Okay.
Very fancy.
Okay.
So I put it on the toast, and my son's going to town, and my daughter takes a bite and says, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. I would put her up for sale. I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I'm like, oh, you don't like it. It's cinnamon and sugar and homemade bread that your mother made last night. Like
And butter.
Real butter. It's
and it's melty.
You need to excuse yourself from the conversation because for real, you are not impartial on this subject.
No,
but I need you to stop.
I haven't had cinnamon sugar toast in so long, and now I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta get home and make some.
Pretend, watch this. You're really craving it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you the kind that's ratchet, where it's already pre-mixed.
Yeah, then there's good. Too much cinnamon.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
That's why you're not on his side.
Okay.
Yeah.
His is bad. The reason Hazel upturned her nose to it is you did it wrong.
You got to try it with the...
Do it right.
Yeah.
There's too much cinnamon in that mix, I guarantee you. Because otherwise, the cinnamon gets like bitter and
burn-y. It like dries out your
yes,
lips.
And you're num, num. That's why she didn't like it.
My son was able to persevere and make it through.
Because
and
your son's palate is wrecked because he's your son okay. And he goes to Quick Trip with you like every single weekend.
Well, to be fair, that argument doesn't help because she's his daughter too.
Yeah, but he hasn't had as much time to wreck her. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When she naps is when he gets his son addicted to crack. So that's not literally what's happening.
Yeah, donuts.
Right.
Yeah, just a little crack.
That's what I'm saying. So she's not there yet. You could have Joe Camel'd her right there. You could have got her gateway'd into whatever.
So I should have cut it with sugar? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's what's missing. The reason kids like sugar and cinnamon is not the cinnamon.
But then why are they selling the pre-made stuff if it's not right?
For lazy people like you who don't care. Because to make it right, like the cinnamon has to be like, oh.
You told me to excuse myself. From
no, you can come back in as long as you're on my side.
Yeah, the cinnamon needs to just kind of be a thought. The sugar needs to be the thought.
And so yours, in order for your bougie cinnamon and sugar to look like cinnamon sugar, if I mix the proper ratio of sugar and cinnamon, you would look at it and go, that's sugar. Because you shouldn't be able to see okay. the cinnamon. The reason you can see
it.
It should,
it
be, a little
it should
bit.
Be like a tan color,
you
not a brown color.
You can see it
because
you dust it on top.
What?
But if you don't, you like go sugar and then go. Oh, you don't.
I do cinnamon first.
I mixed my own.
Oh my God. Why is everyone in this room stupid?
Hey.
No. Or, cinnamon.
Or a mirror to yourself.
No. Listen to me. Like coffee. If you get the coffee with a little cinnamon, yeah. right? Do they mix it in?
Sometimes.
No, they don't. It's like it's like a fairy flew by. That's what it's.
It's a horrible fairy sound.
I don't want that fairy.
Okay, here comes the fairy with a little bit of cinnamon. Ready? I won't make my sound.
I give up.
Oh, maybe I'll do cinnamon next time.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time once again for the world famous song and the thing that follows it.
News. No. News. No. News. No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Quick disclaimer. I know this is, Aaron, this is one of the videos that goes up in its entirety every day on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I am not stoned, nor have I been crying all day.
Right.
It's just, right. I have whatever.
Yeah. We've okay. all been
These
there.
These are just my eyes. I mean, I have to look.
Yeah. Yeah, me neither, boss.
I don't know if from the camera view you look so bad.
My God. I just feel so much pressure right now, and it's like... I'm just at a point where, should I just blow my nose? I brought a Kleenex with me today.
We're a disaster because earlier this week you heard me have no
voice. That was
voice. Horrible.
Hack got back on the Afrin this week.
Right. I did, yeah. I had a relapse. I'm always, you know.
I'm just teetering.
Oh my gosh.
And Aaron just seems to be fine.
Yeah.
For now.
Hopefully it stays. That way.
Okay, I got plenty of Afrin if you need it.
Oh my gosh.
Can I have some?
I've got prescription grade nose spray.
Oh, yes, you do. Yeah, can we borrow your script?
I feel that is illegal.
We can share that? No, I think.
No.
How do you feel? Because somebody has offered me their Afrin before. And I think it's so weird. I'm weird when people are like, use my deodorant. It's like, dude, you what? You want it back? Like, I think I rub it on something and then do me. But it's like, what disease am I going to get from somebody else's pits?
Yeah, I don't think I would share nose spray with anyone but my fiance.
Nose spray?
Nasal spray.
She just said it like nose spray.
Well, because I'm still a little... Clearly it's not working well enough.
Anyway, if you're watching the video, do not send an intervention crew over. We're all fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thanks.
A new residency is coming to the Las Vegas Sphere.
Hold on, Aaron already knows who it is.
Oh, yeah. Slacker's going to go ahead and say this is not a residency because it is currently just 6 shows.
I think I saw this and I forget and I was like, come
on. It's going
to
be in May of 2026 and
it's going to be May.
It's going to be May. No, they have not been doing a residency.
They're
going to
do something though, right?
NSYNC?
I heard they're going to
There's rumors. There's always rumors.
For like 10 years.
Yeah, but here's the deal. Not to like, but like, we'll get back to you. It's because JT's tour was sadly ineffective. So I think now he's open to NSYNC.
They should.
They should.
Who's
should.
Coming?
No Doubt will be reuniting for the Sphere. Gwen Stefani is going to be the first female headliner of the Sphere, though, which is really cool.
I guess. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I mean, six shows. It's great.
Do you guys want to go?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Really
gonna, so
you
fun.
Really want to go?
Yeah.
Because that love band Gwen. Like hits your generation.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think it was like just barely older than us, but we had older sisters. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So it's the actual band is reuniting?
No Doubt. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because they played Coachella. And they headlined that.
How will people know that it's the original? Who are the other people in the band?
She slept with the one.
It's
right?
Only just been Gwen Stefani and the
guy. And then the guy
guys.
With the crazy hair.
The guy
then,
with the crazy hair is the one she slept with.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know.
She was with
I
one of those
know,
guys
nor
and
care.
Then. No, she was with one, like seriously with one, and I think maybe cheated on him with Gavin Rossdale.
Oh,
who she ended up marrying.
Well, good for them.
Okay.
Kanal. Yeah. Is that a last name of one of the guys, maybe?
Know. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Tony Kanal.
Tony Kanal.
The bassist.
Yep. They dated.
Okay. Here we go. Is that the end of your story?
It is.
Okay. So I can hit the little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A new law in California that I'm really hoping makes its way to Colorado.
Okay.
They have banned streaming services, increasing the volume levels during commercials.
Having solved every other problem in California.
That's a thing?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That passed on television like years ago. Do you even remember when this was a thing? Like, does anybody in the room remember?
Oh, yeah. I remember the house shaking.
Wild. Because you'd be watching a show, like, on regular TV, you're just watching, and all of a sudden, commercials come on! And it's like, yeah, do you have hemorrhoids? And you're like, no. Like, I don't relax.
I don't think so. Like, maybe this caused them.
But, like, they were 20% louder.
Oh.
So, is it that way, like, on Spotify and stuff right now? Are they just loud?
I think it's like Hulu.
What I saw was like Hulu,
just
Netflix.
Streaming.
Yes,
I got
yes.
you. Okay. Yeah. Those kind of things. Mm. So it's done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. In California.
Yeah. So how do they, because streaming, like, do they send a different stream to California than they would to Colorado? Like, you think it would just be on the server. I would hopefully that it would affect everybody.
No, because there's definitely like local commercials on Hulu that I see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get a lot of hemorrhoid commercials on Hulu.
Clearly.
I think those are targeted.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you today's date? Because you're a 10 out of 10.
I knew he was going to say that.
Oh, my God. Is that your story?
No, it's not. Gene Simmons in
you're
the news.
Doing what I call, you're doing what I call an errand, where she tries to sneak in an additional story.
Aaron knew I was going to say it, so it doesn't count.
What? That is the weirdest defense.
Good evening. Gene Simmons
Hold
back
on.
In the news.
Then he started over. This feels like a whole different set of... What is happening?
Do you want to know about Gene Simmons or not?
I do, yes.
Help me, you coward.
Okay.
A challenge?
Gene Simmons is on the bench.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show.
All right, everyone, it's time. Did the girls know?
Oh, don't worry. Right before the show started, I did not.
What day is it?
Friday.
Woo! It's Feel Good Friday.
It's Feel Good Friday.
This is where we tell you happy stories instead of sad stories for the first time this week. Who wants to go first? Oh, I'll go.
Oh.
What, you think that everyone's got your story?
I think this is the kind of story that Feel Good Friday was invented for.
I just got so nervous.
And okay. Why? Mm.
I don't know.
You thought just... I was going to be sick, tell a story about me?
No, No. I don't know. You seem too excited about it. It seems sus.
No, it's just a good story.
Okay.
My story is from Florida!
No!
Let's go!
No,
Erin knows she just lost the story.
No.
You did.
No,
you
I
lost
didn't.
It. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
I have a woman, an old woman, that was dog sitting, and she took the dog for a walk. I think she was dog sitting.
Okay.
Nope, I guess it was their dog. Never mind.
Okay.
It's good so far, though. We're feeling
yes.
good.
She went out with her dog and was gone far too long, and her husband became... Okay, shh. Her husband became nervous... called the police.
Oh, no.
And the police went out on a search for the missing woman. The deputy's body cam captured the moment when the dog, Eeyore.
Eeyore?
Came running up to the officer and he said, "Where's your mama? Show me where your mama is." And the dog took Eeyore back to the body of the woman. I'm sorry, she was fine, but
oh my
it's where her body was. I mean, it's her body.
Jeez.
And in her mind, it was all intact. It's Feel Good Friday. I wasn't going to have a dead
yeah.
one. And she said, "Oh, Eeyore, you're a good boy."
What had happened to her?
She fell down or something. She fell down, go
okay,
boom.
But like, yeah, she needed help. And you missed okay. the point where she needed help.
Well, clearly she was laying there. I said her body.
Okay. You know how to take a good thing and...
Yeah, I guess it's
oh, shit.
Only Feel Good Friday for me.
My Feel Good story is an update.
Oh.
On a previous
okay.
Feel Good story. This one is very near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Not too long ago, it was announced that there are some beautiful trees.
Oh, gosh.
Up for Tree of the Year, including one from the Beatles' Strawberry Fields Forever.
You were so mad when she did this story.
Can I
music video?
Can I use
and,
my note that I haven't used?
2025 Tree of the Year is a beautiful Scottish ash tree. It's about 75 feet tall. It's like blooming. It's so beautiful. By it's on Argyle Street.
Do you
Argyle
know that
Street
this is Feel Good? Like this should hit other people
maybe,
in the fields other than you.
If you see this tree.
It's a nice tree.
Can we take a vote on this?
It's a beautiful tree.
Is that
I think
the
Erin might
from
be
the
on timeout.
No. Yeah. That one was up there. It was nominated, but it did not win. This one.
Oh, music
this one
started.
Won. It's in Glasgow.
I'm going to go ahead and go. I don't know where
if
my story is from.
You have a story about
no,
your shrubbery.
No shrubbery here.
I'm bouncing
Erin's at mine.
So I don't know where the story is from, but there was a photographer in line at like a coffee shop cafe.
Okay.
And she randomly started talking to the woman in front of her because the woman kept poking her head out the window to check on like her husband was sitting outside.
Okay.
She was an older woman and the photographer started talking to her and this woman, Suzanne, was saying that she and John, her husband, have been coming to the cafe for 20 years. Hmm. They used to ride their bikes there almost every single day. Aww. They remember when it first opened. But about 3 years ago, they had to stop biking because John has Alzheimer's.
Oh.
They now live about 45 minutes away, but Suzanne drives them once a week to this cafe. And remember, I said the woman who started talking to her was a photographer. Oh. So she said, this is weird, but would you mind if I take photos of you guys in your favorite place? And they are the cutest photos of them like sharing pastries.
Aww.
I can put them up on our Instagram and everything, but just a reminder.
Not as cute as the tree. But.
Can I make a request?
Sure.
I want only pictures of that couple in the coffee shop. No tree. All in favor?
I know.
Okay.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go.
It's a daily double.
Let's go.
Guys, not this big.
Well, Pensacola, Florida, to be specific. There is a It's a gumbo restaurant known as the Shrimp Basket. It's in Pensacola, Florida. And there every day, a 78-year-old man was the first one in every morning. They'd open the doors and he'd be there every day. He's a regular.
Okay.
Then a couple days went by where that man wasn't there when they opened the doors.
Oh, God.
The owner, after about 3 days, said, "That's a little weird. Where's our regular?"
Mm-hmm.
So he left work. He went to the man's house. Turns out the man had fallen inside his house. He knocked on the door and said, "Hey, it's me. You need help?" He had some broken ribs and he got him to the hospital to get saved. Had he not been a regular at a food spot?
Shut up. He would have died there.
He probably would have died. So Culver's, I'm looking at you.
When you don't see me.
There's a quid pro quo here.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Amazing news. Kind of.
Are you sure you want to talk about this?
Yeah, yeah. I can talk
about
it. Are
you 100% sure?
I'm absolutely strong enough.
Do you know which side of this I'm on?
No, I didn't know there was a side.
Oh, yeah,
to
there's
on.
A side. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My save the dates are arriving. I know that Aaron has gotten hers. Mm-hmm. Soccer has gotten his, which.
Yeah, we need to talk about. There's just so many things we need to talk about.
Have you gotten yours
yet?
No,
I haven't. No, and I check the mail every day.
I hope it arrives because, boy, have I learned. Simply don't print your own envelope addresses at home.
Uh-huh. Can we get to that in a second?
Sure. Do you want to talk about?
I want you to look at me.
Okay.
Deeply into my eyes.
Yeah.
And call me the other name.
No.
You have to.
Your real name?
Yes.
Michael.
Look at that. She can't do it.
I've never known you as Michael.
I know, but you invited me to your wedding.
But you're not
as Slacker.
Michael.
That is so effed up. I don't even know what to do.
I was very concerned when I saw it because it was like, that's his on-air name and there's his address. So any post office worker just has it.
Yeah. That's fair.
Now we all have it too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that was the first time you've ever said the M word, huh?
Yeah. I've only known you half.
Right.
Well, actually we're getting close to knowing you a year, which is crazy.
For sure.
But it doesn't feel right to me.
Hold on. Let's go around the room. Aaron has said it when Aaron uses it like you're like a mom. If I'm being real dumb or I'm like mouthing off to somebody, I'll suddenly hear Michael. And it's
right.
Like, I'm like, oh, Aaron.
Or I'll do it in public if like we went to Charlie Puth together and I didn't want to like yell Slacker.
Sure.
Okay.
So I have a code name that I use for you when I'm talking with my fiance in public.
What is that? My real name? That's the weirdest thing I've ever. What is your code word for me?
That's so funny. I have code names for all of you.
Yeah.
You do. Oh. But you don't want to say it because
right,
then you can't.
Right, because then if someone is like sitting around me at a restaurant and I say those three names, they're going
to
know.
Okay. Well, then you need to write them down and hold them up here.
I don't have a piece of paper.
Here.
Give me a piece of paper.
Okay.
You're going to hate yours.
I want you, T-Hack, while she's writing things. Can you say it? Have you ever said it?
Obviously.
That's what you call him?
Yeah, but...
But that's soap. Okay.
It's enough.
Michael.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I can do it.
What? Okay.
For obvious reasons.
How's that obvious? I would have gone with like...
This one you're going to hate.
No, you don't.
Yes, what? I do.
No, you don't. You yes, call me that?
Yeah.
You cannot call me that.
Well, I call
Look
you
me
that.
In the eye and call me that right now.
Well, I don't want to say it because then I can't use it in public.
Okay.
I refer to you as Michael in public.
You do?
Yeah. Whenever I do the same thing. It's Michael. Yeah.
But don't you feel like I feel that we all know each other so well. So well.
Right.
I'm not calling him Tyler to like out and about.
Oh, I do that all the time.
You call him Tyler?
Yeah.
No, I probably call him Hack more than Tyler. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever called you Tyler. I called you Ty, but only because our boss kept calling you that. And I tried to show him how that's not his name, but I just reinforced his negative behavior.
Yeah, I don't get called Tyler really very often at all.
What does your wife call you?
Poppy.
Oh. Oh.
And so do the kids.
Did she call you that before you had kids?
Yeah, of course.
Did she really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hot.
Before you were married?
Like
she, there's no way she called you that the whole time.
Kinda.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's like wow. That's your daddy. Yeah.
I mean, the word just means the word means something different. Like she is Puerto Rican, so everyone is Poppy. Whenever you go to her side of the family, like her dad is Poppy, to
her uncle's everyone, Poppy, everyone's like Poppy.
Yeah. Okay. And what gets confusing is when everyone starts calling my son Poppy as well, and he's like, "I'm not Poppy, that's Poppy."
Oh,
and
it's like, yeah, he's like mad at everyone.
Yeah, like no, you're all everyone's you're all Poppy.
Okay.
Okay. So we've addressed one part of it. You put my on-air name on the envelope.
But I just, like, I know you so well.
But
you are slacker
so
to
then
me.
It, what happens if I go to your wedding?
If? First of all, what?
If I go, then it, like...
I just... I can
What are you gonna do?
Like, on the seating chart?
Yeah, you're gonna write...
I can make you Michael, but that just feels so weird.
Well, I have a question because I haven't gotten my save the date yet.
You're not going.
What is mine addressed to?
That's so interesting. Your legal name.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah,
that's so weird.
But you don't call him that.
Yeah.
No, I don't. Okay. I'm having like a spiritual awakening.
This is weird that you couldn't say it. Like when you just said my real name to me, it was like kissing your sister. It was bad for both of us.
Well, and you invited other radio people, right?
Yeah, but no one who has like a radio name the way Slacker does.
Yeah, everybody else is kind of their real name.
Yeah, it's like their first name. Mm.
Okay, so moving to the next point that I'd like to make. You ratchet piece of hell. Handwrite the invitation. You handwrite that.
What?
No, that's...
Yes, you do.
No.
Hack.
It's not going to look nice.
Yep. Yeah, I'd rather it look
nice.
Then
pay somebody to handwrite it.
As I learned, it didn't look nice anyway because ink just dissolved.
Like Aaron sent a picture and I'm like, wow, that is wild. I couldn't wait to check my mailbox to go.
It didn't go far. Like we live a couple like neighborhoods away from each other, so... I'm worried T-Hacks is never even going to make it there.
Her envelope looked like it hiked manatee.
Yes!
Like, it was all beat up and sweaty and dirty.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We have a question. It's an age-old question.
Is it?
Yeah. This has been happening since trick-or-treating became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? I know the obvious answer is yes, but let me just ask the question before everybody loses their mind. Is it okay to go to somebody else's neighborhood to trick or treat?
Yes.
Yes. Remember how I said? If you can walk there.
Oh.
If you walk there.
Wait a second. You might have something.
You can go wherever you want if you walk.
That's so interesting.
I'm going to say this. Okay. So let me say why we're talking about this. Where is this neighborhood?
Rosewood Hills. I don't know exactly.
It doesn't say what state. A homeowner in a expensive
upscale is the word used. Yeah,
wants to put up a sign saying candy is only for kids living in the Rosewood Hills neighborhood.
Here's the thing: how would you ever police that?
Exactly.
If it's as upscale as it might be, you just know,
like you know your neighbors.
Because like Cherry Hills here, there's. in the area where your neighborhood probably has 400 houses, they have 25.
And that's going to be terrible for trick-or-treating, so I doubt that the kids are going there.
That's so true.
But those style of houses usually give out like the baking-sized chocolate bars, like not just even full-size, sometimes king-size, sometimes just. So that's why the kids want to go there. God, Tiek is going to punch me. We drove to Fox Hill, which is I don't know if it still is, in Longmont.
Oh.
When I was growing up.
Could you have walked?
We would have had to have left in the morning.
Okay. That's just too far.
I live far enough away from it.
You're pushing it, I think. You're pushing it. What about your neighborhood?
Fine.
So what about the neighborhood, all the people who live in your neighborhood who are trying to give out candy to the kids in the neighborhood, and then no one comes?
But I just live on the backside of Reunion. I live in Reunion, and I live on the backside in like what's called the gallery, which is just, why don't I just give my address at this point? But like, it's just like a nice, everybody knows where I live. Everybody knows where I live. There's a lot of houses there now, so I'm not that worried. But like, you can walk, like there are houses right behind mine that are not in the gated community. So can they not come in?
No, they could walk there.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you walk, that's fine. You can't be parking. You can't be driving. First of all, you shouldn't be driving, period, because there's kids running across the street all the time. So you shouldn't be in the car Halloween night, period.
Let me say this. The last couple Halloweens have been real cold. People drive.
Mm-hmm. No.
House to house?
That's even worse.
They sort of a lot. Sometimes, God, I've seen real lazy parents. Like, they drive into the neighborhood and just let their kids go, and then they grab them, or they're just kind of driving because they don't want to get out of the car and walk with their kids.
Oh, that's boy. No, terrible. Terrible.
Well, I'm torn on T-Hack's point, because growing up, we lived one block off a really big neighborhood where it was like Halloween frenzy. So we would walk. But if I had to drive there, I think it'd be fine.
I don't see. So when we first moved to our neighborhood and we trick-or-treated for the first year, we went across the street to a more established neighborhood because ours, they were still literally building
all construction.
So there just weren't really any. We hit a couple, then we're like, well, let's go over there. And we walked. And since then, now there's more houses. We just stay in our neighborhood. And it's like we bring up our own neighborhood. Like we're all a part of it, you know, and you see the neighborhood kids. If we're all driving across, I'm going to drive to Slacker's house. Some of the neighbors are going to drive to Erica's neighborhood.
What about people in golf carts? Because that is rampant.
No, you shouldn't be driving. That's wild. Kids are running all over. It's pitch black out. Kids are running
around.
You're
not going to kill anybody in a golf cart.
Well, you talk to someone here about that here in Denver.
It's because he fell off the back of a golf cart. That's totally different.
And he died?
You don't know this story? This just happened. And our quarterback was a part of it. One of the most famous quarterbacks for the Broncos was driving the golf cart.
Oh, yeah. I have heard this story.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It was one of his best friends, so it wasn't like intentional.
And I don't think it was Halloween.
Nor were they hitting kids in the street.
Okay, so then just a hard no.
That's how I feel.
Driving.
Because otherwise, you're just... There's no motivation to make your area more vibrant and better. And like, let's all celebrate. Like
let's say this.
Like, let's just go to the richest neighborhood we can find. That's not Halloween.
Your kid's school is kind of far from where you live, right?
No, I mean.
But it's not in your neighborhood.
Right. Yeah. We would have to drive.
Let's say you saw a kid who goes to your kid's school who lives in that neighborhood. Right. And they trick or treated at your house. So you know the way they got there. Was they drove. Like, here they are. So they violated the only rule that T-Hack has.
So you're saying the kid comes over, like he and Leo are going to trick their friends and they're going to trick or treat.
Nope.
He's at your door. Knock,
the kid is by himself.
Oh, he's by himself.
Trick or treat.
And you open the door and you're like, that's a kid from my son's school. I know they drove here. What are you going to do, sir? Here we go. Let's.
Trick or treat.
Oh, What are you doing over here?
Mr. Hack, trick or treat.
Buddy, call the cops. Call them. 911.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
This is the most somber. Like, I
feel like I don't even want to open it.
Yeah.
Because it's the last time I'm going to open it.
Yeah. It's the last entry of the diary today. And it's just getting good.
Yeah.
means bad. Mm-hmm. Because she's...
But she's in a phase of self-discovery.
But she's got two boys on the hook for her.
Great. Get it, girl.
No, it's not good.
It's been quite a journey from the beginning of, like, dead-end job.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any love. Hopeless, romantic kind of...
Comparing herself person. To her roommate.
Yeah.
To, like, finding love.
Living with him.
Cheating on him.
Yeah.
When she went back to school...
Mm-hmm.
Now she's got a new boy, but then Mike is back saying, I love you.
Yeah. And she alluded that Jake loves her too, because she said something like, they both love me, or they both want to marry me. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And she's been fantasizing in that last entry about, like, maybe I just, because she's in her trip to Denver right now in this. But she was like, maybe I just go back and propose to both of them and see who says yes.
They're both, let's pretend she actually did that. They both would say yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then what?
Yeah.
Who answers faster?
Yeah. Does she have to do the thing like what they do with dogs sometimes where the two, they call, like, come to me, and like whichever one. They do that at the end of Air Bud.
I was like, are you referencing Air Bud?
Yeah.
Never change, T-Hack.
Okay. So as I've mentioned, at some point, I do have allergies or something. I am very sad about this happening, but I have one eye just leaking crazily. Right. I might cry by the end of this, but like, yeah. So she's not from here. We did discover that. She is in Denver.
Visiting Jenna.
Visiting Jenna. And she's about, I'll give you a spoiler alert here. She's about to lose her diary because this is the last entry. And I found this. In Wash Park.
Right.
So I thought your dog kind of, it was like under a bush or something.
My dog
it?
Brought it to me.
Oh, okay.
We were sitting by the side of the actual lake in Wash Park.
So that last entry yesterday was September 9th.
Uh-huh.
This is September 9th again.
Oh, that's right.
I have like butterflies.
Me too.
Like the nervous ones.
I just want to say, please read this one well.
So slow. And
can
so
we
slow.
Go out?
So
yes.
Slow.
Just savor every word.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. September 9th again. We ate so much food. Now we're at this really pretty park to walk off the fat's full feeling. The fat full feeling.
Are you doing that for us or are you really just dumb?
I'm not sure what's happening. I go home tomorrow and I don't really know what I'm exactly going to do. But I did figure out that I'll never know if I don't go home and face it. I think I just have to stop saying no to everything and being so stupid and afraid of everything. Mike or Jake or some mystery man I haven't met yet could all make me happy or not. I think my therapist is right. I'm making progress. I just want to warn you, we're in the last paragraph.
No.
Now I'm going to take a nap at the park. It's so pretty today, and I've done too much thinking. I have to enjoy my last day of vacation. I can be miserable once I get on the plane and go back to my real life. Just gonna flip through to make sure.
The only thing that confuses me about it,
there's nothing else.
Her intention was to road trip here. So she must have changed her mind and flown.
Yeah.
Flown back.
Because she was like, she flew here. Like, she had to fly here because she's taking a plane back, unless she sold her car. But
she also said they were going to walk. They're at a beautiful park and they're going to walk. And then she said, now I'm going to take a nap. Like, did she fall asleep at the park and your dog stole her diary?
Oh, no.
What?
Never
occurred to you?
That seriously never occurred to me. No, the way I interpret that, wow.
I took it as she was at the park with her friend. They were going to go back to the friend's place and she was going to nap there and then leave.
Like they already walked.
So she probably just had a bag and everything. She thought she threw her diary in the bag, threw the bag over her shoulder, or it fell out. And it just like.
I like the lore that your dog stole her diary.
Mojo did not like go steal her diary.
I would never speak of Mojo ill, but.
What about this lore? What about the theory? She said, I need to go back. I need to make a decision. So what if she purposely said, I can't take this diary back where I'm clearly choosing. I'm going to make a choice. I don't want whoever I choose to know that I was struggling so much. Mm. So I'm just.
She abandoned.
Why wouldn't you throw it away in a trash can or something then?
Well, I don't know where your dog got it from.
It was like from a bush, from under a bush. Like, and why was he attracted? Like, why would he even find that?
It's got Elwood hair all over it. Maybe.
Maybe it smelled.
Mm. It's more dramatic to just walk away. To just leave. Yeah.
It's also littering.
She mentioned all the homeless people. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, Wash Park is so pretty. Yeah. She could have actually napped there. I don't think. God, what if she did nap there?
What if you crossed paths with her?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't believe it, but I never thought of that. It seemed to me like it had to have been there for a while.
Right.
He definitely went under a bush to get it.
Okay.
I swear to you, he did not.
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe she was napping and was like, you know what? I don't want anyone to walk up and take this. I'll just.
No, I don't think she would have hit it. I think she, like, you'd lay on your diary. Will you stop making this about my dog being a criminal? Like.
There's so many ways this could go from here. Jenna!
Like, how? Yeah. If there's a Jenna who had a friend, like.
Yeah.
If you're Jenna and you're
married to a Thomas.
Yeah. And had a friend who married either Jake or Mike or a mystery person. Man. Like, I don't know what we're going to do moving forward, but we've asked for people to do fan fiction and we'll talk more about that. But like, what do you guys think she did? The mystery of how the diary got there.
I thought we were going to write our own fan fiction of how it ends.
Just your gut before you sit down and like what I feel that everyone in this room wants her with Mike, which is wild, but we do though.
I don't necessarily want her with Mike, but I think he would be the better choice out of the two.
My gut is she goes back to him.
To Mike. Hmm.
Because you only keep someone who you've already had every experience with in the running if that's what you want.
Mm-hmm. My gut says she goes back and continues lying to both of them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't really get enough in the last entry. Like, I need to make a change. It's like, how many times have you read something like that throughout
and
this
you
process?
Haven't. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, the next diary entry.
No.
Is never.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Are we big breakfast people in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast every day?
Mm-hmm. I try to.
Like a breakfast?
I usually have half a bagel. I have eggs and egg whites. And then I have like cottage
eggs
cheese.
Eggs and egg whites?
Yeah, I mix one egg with like a serving of egg whites. And then I have like cottage cheese.
Hmm. Wow. That looks like the meals that I see on Instagram of the women who are like, what I eat in a day? And I never know what anything is. It just looks like a bowl of mush.
Right.
Every time. Yeah. And I'm like,
they
well,
do
I'm-
the rolled oats over, or the overnight oats. Kind of thing.
Yeah. It just always looks just like a bowl of this and a bowl of, and I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, gross.
Like, where's the burger? You know, like an actual
breakfast?
Item.
Yeah.
Do you eat breakfast?
No.
You seem like a non.
No, I do on the weekend sometimes. I like a more of a brunch, a little later breakfast. The bacon, egg, and cheese is great, but not during the week. I don't really.
You're naming fast food things.
Right. So not, you don't cook breakfast at home.
There's like a great bagels place. It's called the Bagel Stop in Parker that we hit a lot.
Dude,
not fast food,
I gave you
quick, but.
A Blackstone. The most manly thing you can do is get up before your family, go fire that bad boy up, have bacon on one side, even make your toast on it in the middle, have pancakes rolling if anybody wants a pancake.
Or eggs on the side.
Or eggs. I have the things that like you can make the eggs square or you can make them round.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. I have cooked breakfast because we make the little pancakes and you make breakfast sandwiches with the pancakes.
Yes.
But I got to get up and do it before. I haven't thought of that. That's a good
move. Just got to get up and then you can also make hash browns.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And you can even, if you want to cheat code it, you know, you can buy that like the hash browns they have.
Oh, the Trader Joe's ones?
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good. Oh my gosh.
It's like you're getting McDonald's, man. Yeah. You're getting that weird little
so
oval.
Good.
Are you putting it in your phone to buy them?
No, I'm actually, it's interesting that Erica said she likes eggs and egg whites. I have here how you like your eggs actually reveals something about you as a person.
Are you guys egg people?
I'm a little all over the map with eggs. I will fire an egg down in almost any form, but there are some that are
mostly deviled.
Fully repulsive. Dude, deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs at OP.
Oh my God. Ocean Prime's deviled eggs. They fluff it up so people don't knock it till you try it.
Right.
It's like 4 inches high.
Right. And Aaron and I have both yacked after having them because they're that good.
It wasn't the deviled
eggs.
It
sure was.
You
alcoholics. I had 8 of them. Yeah, Aaron's was the eggs. Mine was the wine.
Between the three of us, I don't know if Hack had any.
No.
We had 18 deviled eggs.
Yeah.
We had
and
18.
I think I only had 3.
Aaron and I were determined because we had 6.
They were
and
gifted
we ordered
to us
more.
Too.
Sort of. We ordered 6 more and then 2 different servers went to get them.
Oh, that's what it was.
So then it was like, we ended up with 12 more.
The list I have here, it's more, I think, more of breakfast.
So deviled is not
deviled's
an option?
Not on the list. But you strike me as an omelet guy. You talk about going to the omelet bars a lot, like on vacation and
I
stuff.
Will eat an omelet, but it is not my first choice when
What's
I'm
your
egging
first
it.
Choice?
Yeah, what is your first? Or so if you're not, is anyone in the room omelet?
No.
Okay, well, omelet, if you enjoy that as your egg, if you're listening, you enjoy taking risks.
Oh.
So I am an omelet guy.
Okay.
So I might be all these. No, but here's the thing. I am an omelet guy. Have you guys gone on a vacation where the omelet bar is available?
Most of the time, that's all I can eat because I can't do the bread. I can't do the pancakes. So I do have to have an omelet.
But the reason I don't like it is it's the white person thing to do. And so there's always just 40 people just standing there
so you just
forever.
Don't like it because you don't want to be known for what you are?
I don't want to wait.
I don't want to wait.
For omelet to be omelet.
Oh, I liked what you did there.
No, because it, and then.
But just because he said the omelet, people take risks. You can't just claim omelets.
No, but I said already I'm an omelet person. I was an omelet person before. I'm going to like all of these things.
Text in if you're an omelet person.
There's only one. I'm going to tell you right now, because I know what, if I had to guess you, T-Hack, do you eat eggs?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Because you almost
strike
me
way.
As.
Over yeah. hard?
No. 100%. Look at that face.
Scrambled?
Yeah. Yes. He's the basic white boy. Yeah. Like,
get
mayonnaise.
Line, baby.
Just
I'm waiting all morning.
Scrambled. Yeah. And I bet you are so nasty. I bet you'll eat them at one of the like comfort inns where they just have the thing
yeah.
and you get
those
there
are good.
And you put
yeah.
it there and it goes.
And you wouldn't?
And it goes like.
And if it's
wet,
free?
They're wet. If they're wet, scrambled eggs are nasty, period. But if
really?
They're wet scrambled eggs, do not put that in your mouth.
You just said you would hork down an egg in almost any form.
But somehow the wet scramble.
Okay.
You're telling me you would comfort in or whatever, wherever they have that thing.
Yeah.
The Continental.
The Best
yeah,
Western
yes.
Plus. Yes, for sure. I have.
And you'd eat that?
I have. I wouldn't say it's my preferred.
Okay. So scrambled isn't you.
Scrambled is how I eat them most weekday mornings, but it's actually not how I prefer them.
So it's just an ease thing.
It's just when I'm mixing with the egg whites.
I will take scrambled eggs. That's my preferred.
That's not you either, Aaron,
no.
right? Okay.
Scrambled means you're agreeable and very steady. You go with the flow.
That yeah, Slacker.
Perfectly describes.
The way you
that does perfectly describe
hated yeah. scrambled eggs really proves you are none of those things.
I just want to say this. Almost anything else he's got on his list. Soft boiled. Yep, I'll eat that.
That is on the list?
Over soft easy.
Boiled? That's on the list, yeah.
I like... Almost well, like what? Almost any other.
Okay, well, you think about what would be your favorite, I guess.
Okay.
Do you have
every
you
morning too? I eat what's called I don't know if it's real this way. It's called a hole in the wall. So I hollow out a piece of my bread. I put it on my
skillet,
cast iron.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh.
And butter, crisp the bread up, crack the egg in the circle that's missing.
How big's the hole?
Well, it's gluten-free bread, so
my
it's only like...
My high school boyfriend's mom would do this, but she did not call it a hole in the wall. It was something dirtier.
Hmm.
Glory?
No, that wasn't it either.
But I always cook it over medium, so I flip both sides.
Okay, so over
you
medium
you want your yolk okay. cooked.
No. I want the yolk not, but the whites are cooked.
But the
over
yolk
medium,
is runny?
The yolk is mostly cooked, though.
Oh,
you don't want it runny?
I do want it runny.
Okay,
just
so over
yolk,
easy.
Is that what it is? But yeah. The white part is totally cooked?
Yes.
Okay, then that's what I like.
Yeah, anybody who doesn't cook the white, we're going to have to talk.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, there's no holes on my list.
no glory,
but, yeah,
no.
Over easy is on the list. I think that's probably the closest. It means you are very precise. You know exactly what you want out of life.
I would say the way she has described that breakfast is accurate.
Very precise, like making the hole for it and everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
What about a poached egg?
Poached egg is on the list. Would you say
is
poached?
Is that really your preferred?
I don't even know how to make those.
How do,
I
is
do
that,
know
you
how
like,
to make them. You get a pot of water boiling and then you stir and you stir and you stir and then you drop the egg in so it kind of
what?
Cooks
you crack
right
it open?
Into water, yeah. And so
then the
there's
white
like
just
a whirlpool,
forms around it?
And so it creates...
This like egg foam?
No, it then becomes
the
like a ball.
Together.
It becomes a poached egg. I didn't know
the
this would be so.
The egg stays together?
Yes.
The whole
because
egg.
Because the white forms around the yolk in the circle, right?
Because the water's already boiling.
I don't like how hard you say the L in yolk.
You are. The water's
it's
already
there.
Boiling.
Say the stuff that a cow makes.
Milk.
Yeah, it's not as hard as on that yolk there.
How about a poached egg?
How about
a poached egg? I wouldn't know a poached egg if it was the fifth member of the show.
It would
show.
Be
I've
the
never
grossest thing you ever saw.
But a poached egg, you are very orderly. You don't like to see anything out of its place.
That's so wrong.
She is a slob of all slobs. The weird thing is, I'm sort of, again, I'm all things. I want you to know that.
Okay.
If I were to eat it at my house, I'd do it Aaron's way.
Mm.
But what I want is one I never make. My grandpa, I grew up, he would soft boil.
Mm. Ooh, now, were there super soft in the middle?
Yeah, so it's a hard, you basically are hard boiling the
egg. Yeah, but
and
you,
then
like,
you
put
stop.
It in ramen?
You,
yeah, it's
you
those
can.
Ones.
Yeah.
But you like, you stop, so just like the other eggs, the white is totally formed, but the yolk is like an over easy.
Elite.
Okay, so soft boiled.
Yes.
Slacker is gentle.
He's this is a lie.
He's sensitive. He's neat. But he's not always easy to please.
The Slacker Show.
So we're talking off air. We're talking about sounds that just... Does everybody have a sound that just triggers you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And one of the sounds on Reddit that was talked about is a cat just before it barfs. And Erica will now attempt it.
I tried it off air. I went,
is it like, it's like,
but it's a little less and a little more like,
is it guttural? Is like,
kind of. Yeah,
there you go. That first one.
So it's trying to get like
the
fur ball. It's like,
yeah. Ew, now I feel like I'm going to bark. Yeah. Watching you do that was not enjoyable.
So that, does that trigger anybody in the room? Nobody's got a cat.
Well, no, but dogs do a similar thing, don't you think? You dog, yeah. Everyone's a dog owner here. And like in the middle of the night recently, I heard Swanson doing it and he threw up in his crate.
Oh, before he threw up. I thought you were going to say when they get after it.
Ew.
What do you mean?
when they eat it. No, I didn't even mean eating the barf.
What are you talking about?
It, like the middle of the night cleaning makes me want to gag.
Not like wink, wink, get after
no,
it.
No, they're like, because it starts as like, and then all of a sudden it's like, they're just like, just getting out. They're like getting in there.
Because the skin is then wet or whatever it's like, it is. And then they're just like,
I think you're clean, buddy.
Yeah. I have done that. And I'm like, I feel bad. Because if I was in the shower and somebody's like, enough. And you're like, no, wait. Right? Like,
yeah.
You do tell your dog, dude, you got it.
Do you guys miss your dogs right now?
Oh my God, Erica. Tiak wants to miss his dogs forever. Oh. Yes, you do, liar. Here's my weird sound that drives me crazy. It's weird. Have you ever been, you got to have kids to know this mostly, or just passengers, I guess. You're driving 65 miles an hour down the road and some J-hole in your back seat lowers their window.
Oh yeah.
And it creates that.
Yeah.
You do better at that than the cat gagging.
Are you trying to get me to do the cat gagging? No,
I want both. I want the window in.
I thought you were going to do when you were driving and someone goes,
also the worst because I will lock them up and they're like, no, there's a Wendy's right there, and you're like, what? Well,
I got excited, what do you want?
Okay. You'll lock them up
if somebody goes, you hit the brakes. You thought you meant lock the person up.
Okay. We need to work on just being blunt with Erica.
We're
don't pick up on the subtleties. Lock them up is like, you hit the brakes and you're like,
lock them up. I'm like, and they're going to prison.
You lock them up and then you get after it.
I thought you were, you know how like some dogs like touch their special parts.
Leave her. Let her have it. Let her have her moment.
I have a sound. And it's not related to a pet. I have a sound that drives me nuts. It's not that either.
Okay.
It's the sound of the vacuum.
What?
The vacuum goes on and I'm not expecting it, or I'm not the one vacuuming and like,
your cringy sound is a vacuum?
It's so loud.
Get a quieter vacuum?
Yeah, see, this is like putting me into like a tailspin. Because it's like, if I'm not expecting the vacuum to go on and I just feel like, I am not thrilled.
Are you a dog?
Get after it. Here's what I propose. We let listeners call in with the sounds that drive them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica will try to make the sound with her mouth.
I can do my best.
Okay.
So if there's a cringeworthy sound in your life, Erica will do it. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
Mine is wind chimes.
Oh my God, I forget.
Whenever I hear a wind chime.
You don't like the sound of a peaceful...
No, it's eerie. It's creepy, especially at night. And where do you get off being in charge of the neighborhood?
He does have a point there, but like...
Who are you? We all live here. You're like, I wouldn't put my speaker out and just be like, oh, this is for everyone.
I didn't.
It's calming.
I didn't think I could be more mad after her vacuum thing, but yours is dumber.
No,
like,
you're welcome.
You just hear a wind chime out of nowhere and you're like, oh no, here we go. Here we go.
Because I go on walks through my neighborhood And there's like several, like there's blocks where everybody's got one.
Oh, and then they're not
in sync. They're in different keys.
Can I ask a question about wind chimes?
Yep.
What happens in a big storm?
It's like clang, 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 go the trolley. If they're like loud. Sorry, I just turned into Ethel Merman for a minute.
That was weirdly relaxing.
You know what I mean? They lose it.
Yeah, so
they're
just
like, and it's like instead of ding bong, bing dong, ding bong, they're just like, I'm not the one doing this.
I cannot stand when people don't pick up their feet when they walk. And that shuffle.
The shuffle. Mm-hmm. That is a cringe sound.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the shuffle.
You do. It's like, oh, with your mouth. I have another one.
I do know how to shuffle my feet.
Listen to me. I have another one.
Oh.
But I don't think you can make the sound.
Okay, let's try it.
I don't think McDonald's has it anymore.
Don't worry, you look at me.
Because you're the guy.
Okay.
I'll know. Used to be able to get like a breakfast from them. Not one of the weird little McGriddles.
Oh, pancakes.
Eggs and the whole thing.
A platter, sure. Uh-huh. They still have them.
And it came in a styrofoam container.
Oh, gosh.
When you stick your fork in the first time to get like the egg, it goes, do it. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you're cutting the pancake.
It's like, oh, God!
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Okay. Styrofoam in general.
I'm going to bring styrofoam in tomorrow.
Oh, God, don't.
I'm
going to
bring in a vacuum.
Oh, no.
I'm bringing a dog in that's getting after it. Hack, what are you bringing to show and tell?
I think I'm out tomorrow.
All right, if you got a cringeworthy sound, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Erica's going through an exam right now. It is, we're doing your cringeworthy sounds. And Erica's going to try to duplicate whatever the sound is. Are we going to allow her to use other than her mouth, or is it just mouth? I mean, if it's like if there's a thud, can she hit the desk and like...
Who's going to say, oh, a thud really grinds my gears?
The sound...
Of a fork hitting... I don't know.
Okay.
You know the sound, like, no, it's terrible, but like when a kid or anybody falls and like hits their head and it makes that cantaloupe breaking sound and you know something bad just happened, you're just like, ugh, it's like that... Like,
I wouldn't say it's that squishy. If you're lucky.
Then you do it.
It's like a goom.
Samantha?
Yeah.
What's your cringe sound?
The crinkling of a plastic water bottle while it still has water inside of it.
Oh.
Oh, so I didn't even know the water has to be in there. Hold on. We need to hear that one more time.
Oh. That was probably too long. That was probably for too long.
That's not quite.
No,
it.
We not have
like
the
that
right kind.
Plastic. Yeah.
It's the ones that they made. You
like
know,
an arrowhead.
Like,
yes.
Yes. Yeah. They're just ready to be like compressed into nothing. Like if you breathe into it, it will go like and become nothing.
It's, your sound effects are much excelling mine.
Much excelling. Stick to the sound effects. English is not your native language. Thank you, Samantha. You've been lovely, Mike.
Hello,
yay!
What's your cringe sound?
If you're ever digging a hole, especially up here in Colorado in the mountains, you put a shovel in the ground, and if you pull back on it and there's a rock on the end of it, God bless you, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it so much.
So slacker.
I know. Dude, did you see how many times my shoulders had to go back?
Is it when the shoulder hits the rock?
Not the shoulder, but the shovel.
Sorry.
Shovel. No, when the shovel touches, if you pull back on it, it scratches against it.
Oh, like
the vibration and the sound, it's soul crunching.
Here's the weird thing, because I have a tic that I've developed that's like that, but I do like the sound. Stemware on any marble or anything. Like if I'm drinking a glass of wine, I like have to take it off. Like I'm withdrawing a sword from a sheath. So it goes like, and it's almost that exact same sound on a shovel, except the shovel's just,
it's a little crunchier
and it's metal. And it's like, and it's like, oh no, you one more time.
I did it like,
hasn't done a lot of manual labor.
No,
there, Mike.
I don't do the manual labor.
Yeah.
I leave
but thank
that
you for your sound.
Else.
Oh my God. And first when you hit it too, it hurts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just hate the sound of hard work, just in general. Right,
we
just
can
digging,
tell.
Just any, yeah.
Ellen?
Yay.
Yay. What's your cringe sound?
I've told you this before, but I just wanted to see if Erica would take a stab at it. Oh.
What is it?
The sound of a rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay, well, what? I don't remember.
And all of today's favorite hits.
The sound of a rodent?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I must compartmentalize so much. Is it just the rodent, or should we hear some, of the pecking?
Some of the pecking, yeah.
You hear the pecking, too.
Oh, okay, so it's like a...
You can use your hands. There you go.
Ellen, you give it a crack. You've heard it.
I guess Erica was kind of close.
Yeah, because there'd be pauses while it's right. Like... And then when it hits a lung, you're probably like... Ugh.
But you see, I don't like thinking about this because it makes me think of my dog.
We're talking about a rodent and a chicken.
He's very small.
Is he the rodent or the chicken?
The rodent.
As you can hear, she's a real animal lover. Thank you, Ellen. Does anybody remember her saying that before?
No.
Like, what? No. She called the show? Under what pretense? You go, you know, when you're sitting there and you can tell a rodent's being pecked to death by a chicken?
It's oddly specific to have heard multiple times.
Yeah. Right?
There's that sound again.
She's got to live on, like, a farm.
Oh, my God. Yes, I was thinking we were going to get calls, like, the Microsoft Teams meeting sound.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to make her say that, but it's super kidding.
No. Rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay. Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah. What's your cringe sound?
Farting. Oh.
My favorite. Say it, don't spray it, woman.
Wow.
It literally just
Everywhere.
Like a gallery.
You know
show.
What, though? I'll give it to you. I'm going to call him out right now. My fiance farts so loud.
Okay.
And I just have to be like, ooh.
There's that sound again.
Is that a rodent or is that? Thank you, Jessica. Oh, boy. Mary.
Yeah.
Cringe sound. What's yours? It doesn't matter.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
I got a story. If you've been through a bad breakup, this one will make it seem like it wasn't bad.
Oh
boy. Okay. And I've got a story that is just not very moving.
If that's what I think it is.
Oh, I tripped up on my words.
Uh-huh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Pennsylvania.
Howdy, Yins. How Yins doing over there?
There it is. I've never understood Yins, but now that you said it that way, now I get it.
How Yins doing?
It's, mm-hmm. It's their y'all.
Yeah.
Is it spelled? How do you spell Yins?
Y-I-N-I-N-S? Yeah, S or a Z. I don't know if it's an S or a Z.
Or is there an apostrophe? Y-I-N-S.
I don't know if they do much spelling up there.
They don't do a lot of spelling up there in Amish country.
Is this like an Amish thing, or is this just a Pennsylvania thing?
No, it's like a Pennsylvania, yeah. Okay. I mean, even Penn State, they're like, Penn's good enough. We're not going to have to spell the whole thing.
We don't do the whole thing.
We don't even know it.
Try spelling Pennsylvania. Anyway, we're out of time.
Yeah.
My story is from...
Well, this was in western Pennsylvania. There was some crazy traffic on their interstate. They were at a standstill. I mean, cars and cars and cars piled up because a cow just suddenly appeared on the median. Okay?
Okay.
So... Then they're calling, you know, the traffic police. They're calling, I don't know what those people are called, the highway patrol. They're finding all the farmers nearby. They're calling around like, hey,
anybody down a cow?
No one claimed the cow.
Oh, that makes me so sad.
I know. Yeah. A local farrier who works with horses heard about this and was like, I could probably help them out. So he decided to ride his horse, who is ironically named Highway. And he rode the horse onto the highway and... lassoed that cow and got him into a trailer, but then they still didn't know who this cow belonged to.
Aww.
But one local farmer said, fine, I'll take him.
Culver's.
Yeah,
that's who that cow belongs to.
How dare you?
Let's go. Let's have a burger.
They've stopped traffic for a utterly long time.
Not a moose.
Cowabunga.
Oh, yes. I've never been more proud of you.
My story is out of Ohio.
Boo.
The Ohio. There is a woman who got in an argument with her boyfriend. In fact, she left the house angry. Then, I don't know if he changed the locks, but she had to break back into the house. He was laying down at the time, and she grabbed something sharp.
Oh, my God.
I don't like where this is going.
And cut...
No.
His... berries.
Oh, no. No. Just, like, sliced them or poked them or off?
She, she got one of the berries out.
No!
Oh! Yep. Yeah. I don't know what she used, but I'm just going to presume it was a saw.
Was he asleep and he didn't fight back? Like, what are we doing? Also,
she's accurate.
Sorry,
she's
as a woman,
super accurate.
I have no intention of ever seeing those berries out of their holder.
Satchel.
Yeah, if you will.
Their bag.
Erin looks like she's got a vomit.
How did he not wake up? She broke it.
He did get up, but it's too late. I mean, if you're quick with the berry cut, mm-hmm. Anyway, she's been charged with...
Okay. So which one of the two of them lost their marbles?
All the above.
Kind of both.
Marble.
Those... For all the stupid people we can find.
Kind of both. Kind of both.
For today. It's really on there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.